So, Roy, you've just come off talking to Fela about the Leveson Inquiry. The Leveson Inquiry itself set up in the after the phone hacking, and yet it can't actually talk about it due to the fact that there's the kind of live police investigation. Is it much of an inquiry, given the kind of constraints and legality around it?
I think it has been worthwhile. I think Lord Justice Leveson and his team have made it worthwhile, and it's revealed all sorts of things that we didn't previously know. It's put editors under the cosh. Each one of them had to appear and answer for a whole set of misconduct. It's brought to light lots of allegations by victims we didn't know about. It's collated it all, which is important. And there have been astonishing revelations along the way, like the contacts between News International and the office of Jeremy Hunt, the Media and Culture Secretary, about the B-Sky B bid. We'd never have known about that otherwise. Little letters and memos, the famous examples of text messages between Rebecca Brooks, the Chief Executive of News International, and the Prime Minister. I think there's invaluable material. Whatever happens, we are glad that we know about that.
So you appreciate what the Leveson team have been getting up to. Did the MPs and the Select Committee, how do you kind of assess their performance as interrogators and people trying to find the truth?
My feeling about the Commons Select Committee was that they initially didn't do too well, but I thought the report in 2009, in which they said it's not credible for News International to continue saying that it was one rogue reporter, was really important. And I think on that committee, I would praise the chairman, John Whittingdale, certainly Tom Watson, at stages Louise Mensch, and a Welsh MP in the first sitting. These people did try, I think, and get at the truth. I don't think the Commons Select Committee system is good enough. I think too many of the questions are scattergun. They don't seem to have a logic to them. But overall, I think given the constraints that they have, given the fact that people are not on oath when they appear there, I think they did as well as could have been expected.
Will there be a lot of loose ends at the end of the Leveson Inquiry? I mean, he'll do the write-up in October. There'll be an implementation period of years, no doubt, but will there be still a lot of loose ends until the police investigation really finishes and the courts go to bed?
There is no way that there won't be loose ends, because what really counts is what we're going to discover when people go to court. What evidence the police have that we don't know about. And also having those people in the box answering questions about their behaviour. I think that's enormously important. And I think Leveson realises he'll never probably ever deal with hacking per se, but that doesn't mean that his recommendations about how we regulate the press won't have a resonance. I don't necessarily think that the government will implement them, because the other part of this story is that it's not in Lord Justice Leveson's gift as to what happens, it is totally within the Prime Minister's gift.
No matter how this gets legislated for or changes the PCC or whatever, the relationship between politicians, the press and the police has really changed forever in the UK.
I think that the cosy establishment tie-up between News International, the senior metropolitan policemen and the offices of the Prime Minister, that's over. Of course, you can't tell, 10, 15, 20 years' time they may rebuild those, but I don't think that we'll see the kind of press we have now. Certainly, I think it means that Rupert Murdoch and News International are a busted flush in terms of being able to pull strings, especially with the police and possibly with politicians.
If we just kind of finish off kind of thinking locally, I mean, you're an ex-editor, you've been a journalist for a long time, you're an academic and a commentator. What do you make of the local press in Northern Ireland?
Well, I think that the local press is still vibrant, still living, but it's also suffering from a lack of income and revenue, suffering from falling sales, suffering from people migrating to the net, whether they're chasing adverts or whether they're looking for information. And I think there are great papers here. I absolutely love the Impartial Reporter, for instance. I applaud the hard work done by a very small team at the Derry Journal. But I look at the figures, and the figures tell me, the trend tells me, that it's remorselessly down. and the chances of the survival of some of the local papers and even possibly a regional paper. Look at the Belfast Telegraph, doing very, very poorly. Newsletter scraping along. Irish News now suffering from falling sales. And this is a pretty grim outlook that we all have.
Any predictions?
Well, no, because I think one of the great mistakes you make is to actually name a date when it all happens. I remember there's an academic in the States who said that all newspapers would be gone by 2043, and he's been much lampooned for it. He didn't quite say that, in fairness to him, but I'm certainly not in that kind of game. That, for me, the decline is obvious. The date is kind of irrelevant.
You split your time between, I guess, Donegal and Brighton and so on, so you keep an eye on kind of what happens in the north and what's going on too. In terms of recent, like the kind of dissident statements and so on, of kind of rebranding and regrouping and so on, what do you make of that?
I noted those stories, very sad situation, but I think these groups have needed to unite because they're so small and so irrelevant, so marginal, but at the same time carry potential danger within them. But I think it just shows that they are politically moribund. They've been completely edged aside by what they would see as compromised establishment politics, mainstream politics. Politics per se. In fact, politics has wiped them out. But, you know, I look at the voting figures, I see what Sinn Féin get, and I think to myself, that's the party that counts. None of these dissidents matter at all.
Okay, thank you very much.